Jason Manford.
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
Good morning, Jason Manford and Steve Edge on Absolute Radio. Hope you're very well this Easter morning. Now, Steve, I got a message on Twitter the other day. Someone's been listening to the podcast, so all the shows are on podcast, hundreds of them are out there, and they wanted to pick up on something that we'd mentioned recently, I think it was a couple of months ago, about Paris.
Oh,
so do you remember Paris came up? And
we just said it was slightly overrated. Is it
it's
the city
rubbish.
Of love? The food's not great, the wine's
That's
not
right.
great.
That's right, Valentine's, wasn't it? We were saying, why do they own... romance.
They've because sort they say of given they do. Themselves,
yeah, because yeah. they've given
There's
themselves
no
the title romantic capital of the world. Well, is it any more romantic than Hull? I don't think it is.
I don't think it is.
Okay. So we came up with that, and I thought, do you know what? We should start reversing some of these sort of truths, if you will.
Well the things that people think are great, but, you know,
people
in reality...
People think are brilliant, but actually
just,
not, you know.
Yeah, it's just taken as read that they're brilliant, and we can't argue
exactly.
with it.
Exactly. There's no one's ever put up a counter-argument, so... No. Paris is a bit of a crap hole, you know? Is pizza overrated? I mean, I don't think so. I think it's great, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody really rates pizza, that island.
No, I mean, it's fancy cheese on toast, isn't it? You know, really.
It's like chicken, isn't it? Chicken's never overrated. It's just chicken, isn't it?
It's just chicken, like, yeah. Star Wars.
Steaks can be overrated.
Yeah, Star Wars, Steve.
Some people love it, don't they?
Some people love it.
It's the first film I saw at the cinema. I'm exactly the right age to be well into it, but didn't really do anything. No. Second film I saw, Grease, loved it.
There you go.
Absolutely brilliant.
Go
together like... You know what I mean? That's all
exactly.
I'm saying.
Exactly. Steve thinks Grease is
better than Star Wars.
It could be anything. It could be Paris. It could be food. It could be... Apparently Mother Teresa was all right. Nasty piece of work. Nasty piece of work.
Don't cancel Mother Teresa. Is she a bad man?
She's cancelled, mate. I've cancelled her.
Oh, no.
Yep, she's out of here.
Oh,
right?
Dear. Okay. Well, I haven't looked into it enough, so I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, I have. And she's no friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
So I asked online on social media about things that, you know what, are not as good as people think they are. We're reversing the truths.
Okay.
Anthony Humphreys.
Yeah.
He comes straight in on a big one. Holidays. Waste
holidays
of money.
Are overrated. Oh.
Holidays.
Oh, God, he's based
you
on
You can see anywhere.
To.
Imagine being married to Anthony.
I've told you, holidays overrated.
He says you can see anywhere in the world on Google Street View and it doesn't cost a penny. Wow, Anthony. We should rate these as we go along.
Yeah, okay.
Say whether we agree or not.
I disagree. I don't think holidays are overrated. I mean, travel broadens the mind and it's lovely to see different parts of the world, eat
Agreed.
Different food, have different temperatures. It's lovely. I love travelling.
Agreed. Anthony is wrongo.
You're wrong.
On that one. But we will rattle through some more of these. Some of these, I think we're gonna have to reframe our thinking, Stephen.
Okay, we can do. We'll try and look at it impartially.
Janine has messaged, and she says Grand Canyon is just a hole in the ground, Jace.
Okay, I haven't seen it.
I have not been as well, to be fair. But
so, I mean, I can't argue, but it
she
does
says
seem like
they take you to
thing.
Different photo opportunities on a sweaty, environmentally friendly bus with no aircon. Every stop, the view is exactly the same. Big hole.
She says, I mean, I can't argue with her logic.
She says it looks better in the Roadrunner cartoons.
Okay, well,
it doesn't real life. Okay,
that sounds like a.
I'm happy
she's
to put
made
it in
a
there.
Very reasonable argument. So
I agree. Big old.
Okay, big Grand Canyon.
Are we reversing
overrated.
The truth? We're reversing.
Well, we are. Yeah, we are reversing the truth. Yeah.
So we're reversing the truth. Grand Canyon overrated. Okay, Caroline Shepherd. I think we're both going to get on board with this one, Steve.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve is not fun.
No, never has been. I mean, it was when you were sort of like 18 or something.
Was it though?
Yeah, because
like when you think about it, it costs you tenner to get in the pub that you get into all year round.
Mm,
or you go into the city centre, everyone's hammered. People who never have a night out are having night out, so they're getting hammered like by 7:30 and embarrassing themselves. She says that most of us wait up till midnight watching questionable TV that we wouldn't watch any other time of the year.
No way would you watch a Craig David concert live any other day of the year.
If they just said that now, there's an Easter Craig David concert tonight, you go, I don't think so.
If they said anything, if they'd have just gone, next Tuesday, Craig David live on your television. I've got nothing against Craig David. My wife likes Craig David. The point is, don't force me. It's like when Apple, remember when Apple put that U2 album on in all our playlists?
Yeah.
Don't tell me what I, don't make my decisions for me. So yeah, I agree. New Year's Eve, overrated. Overrated.
Although saying that about the U2 thing, I was chatting to a friend of mine recently, and he was saying, "Oh yeah, I saw U2 in a little Irish pub once." I said, "Did you?" He went, "Yeah, a little tiny Irish pub. Unbelievable that they got them there." I said, "How many people?" He went, "There's like 25 people in this pub, and
how was U2 spelled?"
I said to him, "How was it?" I was like, "U2, Bono," and he went, "No, not Bono."
Yeah,
I was like, "That's who's in U2." Oh. He went, "Oh, I'm thinking of UB40. I was like, okay, well, that makes a bit more sense.
Yeah, half of them have left and joined other bands, so yeah.
So New Year's Eve, are we reversing the truth? It's actually a bit rubbish?
Bit rubbish.
Yeah, reversing the truth. That's gone. And then we'll go with Emily. Emily says, football is just overpaid Labradors running around after a ball.
I mean, there's a bit more skill to it than that, isn't there?
I would say. I mean, you're talking to the wrong people here.
I mean, overpaid. I mean, you could argue that they get a bit too much money. But then, if somebody's willing to pay that money, that's
but then what they... that's we live in a capitalist society, and whether they're worth, that's what they're worth.
Mm.
You know, and I get it. People say, "Well, nurses are not paid that much." Well, as soon as a nurse can curl in a free kick from 40 yards, then they can get 70 grand a week.
Like, yeah, exactly.
No, you know what I mean? Life isn't fair.
No.
That's what people are willing to pay. So.
But if I fell over in the street, I know who I'd want to come near me to help me out.
Absolutely.
It would be a nurse rather than a footballer.
If Gareth Bale started running over.
I never touched him, man.
Yeah, I think you talked to the wrong people there, Emily. Overpaid, yes, to a certain extent, but at the same time, it's a buyer's market, and that's what the, you know, people are willing to pay it. So who's going to turn it down, let's be honest?
Yeah. This is Jason Manford.
This is Absolute Radio. Where real music matters. This morning we are reversing the truths, all those things that you think are facts, that, you know, Paris is beautiful, Star Wars is a great film, or whatever it is. New Year's Eve is a great night out. You know, all these things that maybe aren't true.
I actually spent New Year's Eve in Paris one year, so I can double up on that. Yeah,
you were watching Star Wars as well, was you?
I was dressed as Boba Fett. It was awful. We went to the Eiffel Tower about 10 to 12, really cramped. I think 12 o'clock came, but no one really knew. There was no firework, no gong, no nothing. Yeah. And then everybody sort of looks at their watches and went, "I think it's 12 o'clock now." Opened a bottle of champagne, and then they turned the lights off on the tower at 5 past 12. Just went, "They never turn the lights off. Go home."
No.
Yeah. So anyway, that's Paris and New Year's Eve.
Well, and me and you have also done New Year's Eve in New York in Times Square.
Oh, yeah. That was good, though, wasn't it? The ball drop was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was good, yeah. Although you were ill for most of that week.
Yeah, I wasn't well, was I?
Yeah, but it was... That was all right, yeah. But again, it was all right. The ball's tiny.
New York's... Is New York overrated? I like New York. I don't think New York's overrated.
I think it's a tough one to say New York's overrated, yeah. Well, we'll see. Maybe it'll come up. I don't know. Maybe
we'll see.
A good argument. Yeah. Jake Turner has come in with a show that's close to both our hearts, Steve. Death in Paradise, Jake says.
Overrated.
Death in Paradise. He says it's not paradise if there's constant death.
Well, no.
It's hard to argue with that.
Well, you know, but it's about death in paradise. It's not death all the time, is there? I mean, it's just...
No, and people like it because, you know, it's sunshine in January, isn't it, on the telly. That's what you want. Jay Burrows, IKEA is terrible.
I'll take that, yeah.
Nothing worse than spending an hour trying to find your way out of a minimalistic warehouse full of white square furniture.
And I'll tell you what else is overrated, because people always go, "No, the thing about IKEA, though, it's the meatballs." The meatballs? Overrated.
Overrated, yes, Steve. Of course they are. They're a pound. Do you ever eat, you know, if you're eating meat for a pound, you've got to question what's going on.
That's how bad the shop is, that seems like the treat at the end. That's a worthy treat after
meat
all
for
that.
A pound.
Yeah, we're out.
Have a word with yourself.
Fish
meat
and chips.
Pound.
Do you want peas? An extra 50p? What, for peas? No.
Jan says sparkling water is an abomination. If you want something fizzy, have a lemonade.
Hey, I'm completely on her side.
I'm 100% on her side. It's rank.
Like, word for word, what she said, I agree with wholeheartedly.
Agreed.
If you want something with bubbles in it, have lemonade.
Have a lemonade.
What's wrong with you?
It's horrible. My wife, when we did the house up, my wife tried to get a sparkling water tap fitted.
No.
In the side. Yeah.
But do you need
imagine
that much
making
sparkling
that mistake
water?
In the middle of the night.
Well, that's the problem with sparkling water. When that's you're in a hotel.
Exactly.
And you've had a night out in a hotel and you wake up three in the morning. Oh, God. And you reach, there's some complimentary water. Psh, oh, no.
Somebody's or worse, you've already took a
mouth.
Mouthful.
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
Horrible.
Have a lemonade.
Yeah, I agree. Have a lemonade. Stop showing off. Anthony says holidays are overrated. We disagree. Mm, yeah. But Janine says the Grand Canyon is just a hole, which we agree with. Mm. Caroline says New Year's Eve is rubbish. We agree. Emily said footballers are overpaid. Labradors, it's hard to disagree. Jade says IKEA is terrible. We partially agree. Jan, sparkling water is an abomination. If you want something fizzy, drink lemonade, is the winner so far.
Amen. I want that on a bit of chipboard in my kitchen. You know, like when it says it's Prosecco time.
Yeah.
Sparkling
Rhea
water
said,
is an abomination.
An abomination. Rhea says, oysters are the least appealing food that could be an aphrodisiac. Gagging on sea snot is not sexy.
Well, as an aphrodisiac, like I like oysters.
Yeah,
but I mean,
dizziac,
the idea that it's an aphrodisiac, it is quite a weird everything. It's a weird everything.
Yeah.
Opening it, you know, shucking it, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Putting vinegar on, onion vinegar on it.
Shallot vinegar and a bit of Tabasco and a bit of lemon.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know a lot about the female form, but I don't think any of those are recommended.
As an
addition to the bedroom, yeah.
No.
So I'd certainly say, absolutely, Rhea, as an aphrodisiac, oysters are off
in
the
while
menu.
We're in the seafood world, though, lobster, overrated or not overrated?
I would say, taste-wise, not overrated. Effort to the amount of meat you get from it.
Cost, effort. Pick the guy. I'm going
to
kill you. Kill that guy.
Yeah,
boil
weird.
That
I've
guy
never
alive.
Done that, to be fair.
Yeah, all that. Is that worth it?
Yeah.
I'd just rather have a massive prawn.
Yeah, I agree. Just a pack of. Oh, bless him. I agree. A massive
I'd
prawn.
Have a crab. Nah.
Yeah,
it's overrated.
What do you mean?
Overrated.
Yeah, we're going to put that in. Lobster is overrated. What about Ben Howarth, who says heavy metal? Heavy metal. But this is what you think he's slagging it off. No.
Yeah.
He says it's one of the most complex and beautiful forms of music known to mankind.
Well, like any genre of music, there's good and bad and there's innovative in there and there's sort of rubbish in there.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
beautiful, though?
You could argue that some of it was, I suppose, you know.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that on the not sure list.
Yeah.
Chelsea says... Nando's, it's just KFC with a knife and fork.
I mean, it's hard to argue against it.
It's hard to argue.
But
I mean, it is just chicken and chips, but it is really nice, isn't it?
Yeah. It is
tough
nice.
On that.
Yeah,
I'm going to say no. It is. I'm going to not put Nando's on the list. I'm sorry. Some of them are so contentious.
Okay. Are they? Okay.
Kelly says, controversial. Imagine by John Lennon is overrated. It's dull. And it doesn't really make any sense.
No, it's sort of abstract, isn't it? But
it's a bit.
You take it as the full body of thing, don't you? It's the after the Beatles, and obviously John.
I mean, quite a few
anymore.
People, Steve, have put the Beatles.
Have overrated.
Overrated. That's a tough one.
I can see it.
I mean,
some people just trying to be contentious, though. Beatles.
I think there's an element of that. Yeah.
Water's overrated. Tea's overrated, coffee's overrated, you know.
But the thing with the Beatles is this, right? Mm. And I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
Go on, play devil's
around?
Advocate.
Is he around?
Hello.
Hello.
Devil's advocate here, how are you?
Yes, I'm good. I'm just want to know about the Beatles, really, what the devil's advocate would say about the Beatles.
Well, you know, four guys from Liverpool, John Paul, George, Ringo. Pretty.
Are they overrated, though? Were they just first? Were they just the first to do it, and that's why they're so...
Well, I mean, the first to do what, though? The first to sort of crack America, be the biggest sort of band ever, and still be that big sort of 60 years later?
Mm.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. Even the devil's advocate is flummoxed when it comes to
No, because
videos.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to this.
Yeah, tough one. I'm not sure about that. I'm gonna. But imagine all the people. It's a
you
lovely
could say
song,
that song is overrated, yeah, because it is praised as, you know, it's probably not even the best John Lennon song, is it? But it's the most well-known.
No, probably not. Leanne says cucumber and watermelon are the same thing, just different shapes. Don't be fooled, just have a glass of water. They're both disgusting. Wow. Cucumber and watermelon are overrated. I don't think they could be any less rated.
That's the problem. It's got to be rated there. To be overrated, hasn't it?
No one's going, I'll tell you what, cucumber. That's
no one's going, shut up, you know nothing. You don't like the fine taste of cucumber. I know somebody who hated cucumber because he said the smell made him feel sick. And I was like, what smell?
Smell of anything.
Like no one turns up at a dinner party and goes, oh, sorry, I had the cucumber last night. Sorry. Really sorry. It's not a strong smell, is it, cucumber? It's a sort of like leafy water. He smell.
Yeah.
It's not.
So
it's not rated to be overrated.
No,
you could argue that. You know,
I think they're not rated enough to be overrated. Overrated. Can't have that one. Some people have gone too far. Yeah. I mean, Adam has said babies.
Babies are overrated.
Babies, life, the miracle of birth, Steve.
That smell of a little baby's head is overrated.
Adam says overrated. He says they're all ugly. They all scream, and we're all lying when we say otherwise. It doesn't look like any of the parents. It just looks like a mess.
Yeah, he's not going to get. He's not going to get the babysitting gig, is he?
Yeah, guess who's
maybe
not
that's what
Godfather.
He's doing. I can't babysit kids. I hate them, don't I? Don't even like them. Overrated. You know your miracle child. Overrated, mate.
I mean, there is something to be said. And again, now I'm playing devil's advocate. There's something to be said that with, you know, they say, isn't birth a miracle? Well, is it when millions of people are born every day?
No, but just when you look at how it works, it seems
you, you know,
like
your
miracle,
one is to
it?
You, but I'm just saying on the grand scheme of things, is birth a miracle? Because it happens a lot.
Well, yeah, I hear what you're saying. Yeah,
miracles are one-offs, aren't they?
Yeah, but in science, in no other way can we sort of create life, can we? A fully talking, functioning human being, you know, that's going to influence the future.
Yeah, but can something be a miracle if it can happen to anyone? Well, not anyone, but you know what I mean? Like,
I know what you mean.
It happens all the time.
Saying. Well, maybe it's
just playing devil's
advocate. It's a wrong choice of words, miracle. Yeah, no, you are, yeah.
I'm just, you know, I was just thinking about it now he's mentioned it. Maybe
babies overrated.
Do you know what? I'm going to agree. I think babies are overrated.
Okay. Well, I don't think they are, but yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to put it in there. Dublin. Erin says Dublin's overrated. Boring, she says. It's okay for an overpriced pub. Other than that, what is there? Literally nothing except pubs and a Primark. I mean, maybe everyone's from Dublin. I think if you're from a town, you might have a different perception than if you visit. I've only ever had a great time in Dublin.
Well, it sort of has the similar sort of romance thing of Paris, but I think it delivers on it a little bit more.
And also, I think again with Dublin, as long as you sort of miss that main street, there's so much more to it than that. If you're just getting over there and going to that street of pubs.
I mean, she's missed out the rivers. She missed out the Liffey there. She's just like a Primark and some overpriced pubs. She's missed out quite a bit there.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I don't think... I've always had lovely time in Dublin. I don't think Dublin's overrated.
Yeah, it seems a bit harsh, that. Michelle says James Bond is boring. Same plot line in every movie. Baddy tries to nuke someone, man in suit stops him. Repeat.
Yeah, could argue that, couldn't you?
Could argue that. I mean, I don't go out of my way to watch a Bond film, but I've always enjoyed them when I've watched them.
Yeah, feels like what I always think is the baddie who always like gets Bond. He's always like a diamond manufacturer or something like this, and he's always going pinned to the table. And he goes, "Mr. Bond, are you familiar with the diamond trade in the 1960s and stuff like that?" And he goes, "Yes, of course." It's never like a millionaire from Wolverhampton who used to work in the smelting plants. He's never got him on the table going, "Mr. Bond, are you familiar with the smelting practices in the Black Country in the 1920s? And you go, "No." I'd like to see that. A bit more variation. You know, that's all I'd add.
Well, they had Sean Bean as one, didn't he, once?
James.
He must have had a Yorkshire accent in that.
He was 006 or something, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he was in that one. Was it
Franklin James. Yeah.
GoldenEye, that's right.
Yeah, he's in GoldenEye. Ah, yeah, the songs are better than the films.
Songs are always good,
I'd argue, I
tough one.
Yeah.
Tough one, that. But, yeah, I know what you're saying. It is a similar plot, but then what else are you going to do? You've got winning formula. Why change it? Helen Williams, school days are definitely not the best days of your life. Bullying, psychopaths as teachers, and being told what to wear every day.
Yep, agreed. Probably not the best years of your life.
Yeah, any kids listening, it gets better.
Yeah, it's a weird thing to say to somebody who's not having a great time at school. These are the best years of your life.
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
Oh, no. They're not. No, it gets better. Yeah. Whatever is happening, it's much better.
Loads better, yeah, trust me. Stuart Held says snooker is only interesting in the 80s, and that was because there was nothing else on the telly.
It's one of them, isn't it, snooker? It's a bit like the darts. When you get in, you're in, unfortunately. You're in, when you start watching, you're in.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. Is it over? I don't think snooker is so rated, though. I guess it's tucked away on BBC Two.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's not like live on Sky.
Yeah, it's not like you say, it's not rated enough, is it, to be overrated?
It's
still
give
rated.
It full,
I don't think it is overrated. I like a bit of quiet and a bit of, it's one of the few sports that actually works just as well without a crowd.
At the moment. Yeah, exactly. You can do it. But they're not giving it.
You had to be quiet
like,
anyway, didn't you?
Yeah. Monday, Jimmy White, Ronnie O'Sullivan, and it's live.
Bang! It's the Super Clackers. No, they're not doing
it's
that,
not
are they?
That.
No.
So I don't think they're overrated. I think, if anything, they underplay snooker quite a lot.
Mm.
So I'm going to say
that's
no.
That's part of its charm.
Alan Mudd, Ferrero Rocher, a spew. That's his description. The chocolate is cheap tasting and the texture is like eating one of those edible toothbrushes you get in the motorway service stations, which I've never done, but I have seen them and been tempted.
Yeah. Well,
I like a Ferrero Rocher.
Yeah, I mean, it's the thing, I think what his argument is, it is marketed as it's like some premium product that they have at the ambassador's reception.
I mean, literally the ambassador.
Even at the ambassador's reception where they've got everything. The ambassador's have got lobster, they've got foie gras, they've got it all. And then somebody comes out with a tray of Ferrero Rocher and they've gone, oh my God, there's Ferrero Rocher as well. Like, it's above everything.
It's so above it. They even say you're spoiling us.
I mean, like, who's in the corner over there with the ambassador? Like Judy Dench. Somebody is and all that's there, and they've gone, oh my God, they've just put some Ferrero Rocher in, man. This is the best day ever. Yeah, it is oversold for what it is.
And I'm not being funny, but you can get a pack of £6.50 from Asda for 24 pieces
Of
Ferrero Rocher. So, like, am I spoiling you by this?
It's very much like Imperial Leather. When the adverts of that in the 70s and 80s were like, it was coming down and shooting a ski lodge, and it was like, oh my God, this amazing soap. And it's like, nah, it's two for a quid.
I know. And it's, you know, like black tray, what's it called?
Milk tray. Milk tray. That was James Bond related, wasn't it?
That was all like the guy who crossed
all
the...
That's a quid now in Poundland.
It's a quid, mate. It's in the aisle in Aldi.
Oh, because the lady loved milk tray. There you go.
I went to Aldi.
Just went to Aldi. Yeah. Lots of things like that.
Overrated. Jason Manford on Absolute Radio. Where real music matters. Steve, I had a gig last night.
Oh, okay, that's good.
First gig, over in Leeds.
It
was one of the first gigs back after all the lockdowns ended and stuff. So I thought, right, I'll go and do that. Now, I've not told you this, Steve, but recently... I've gone electric.
Oh, like Dylan?
Yeah, a bit like Dylan.
Judas!
I've gone electric. I'm an electric guy.
What do you mean you've gone electric?
As in the car. I've got an electric car.
Oh, I thought you meant on stage. I thought you were always electric.
Yeah. I mean, you know me. I'm on fire.
Okay, gone electric.
Gone electric, yeah. Because, I'm an electric guy.
Well, we'll see, because obviously you're teasing a story where you did something stupid and now you're an electric guy. So we'll just see how this plays out, shall we?
So it's for my wife. So she's got the electric car.
Hmm.
It's 100% electric. It's like a little Volkswagen thing. It's really nice. She's been nipping around the village here where we live. Because we're in, basically, like a go-kart. So we were in like a big, nicer car, but obviously, getting to a point where we're like, we don't need this big car for this village.
No.
And also there's been a pandemic, so let's sell this car.
Let's save the planet
and let's put some of this cash back in our bank. So got this lovely electric car, really enjoying it, whizzing around. And last night I've got this gig in Leeds, so I think I'll just drive this Electric Car to Leeds.
Yeah, should be able to get there, shouldn't it?
Yeah, and it absolutely does, by the way. If anyone from Volkswagen is listening, this is not on you.
Right.
So we've got a plug socket, you know, the electric plug onto the side of the house. And generally, you've got to just plug it in overnight. It charges up overnight. And it gives you 250, 300 miles away for the next
Unplug
day.
The kettle, plug it in, and then leave it. It's the same socket?
Yeah. No, sort of. Okay. We've got it on the side of the house, like one added to the side of the house, right? So all going fine. I get in the car. It says you've got 140 miles. I thought, great.
That's Leeds and back, isn't it?
You're talking like 50 miles to Leeds and back. And I got in the car. Actually, I had about 120 miles in the car. Tight. So you've got 120 miles and it's 50 miles there and 50 miles back. Now, do the math, Steve.
Yeah, you're right. You got 20 miles left, didn't you?
You've got 20 miles left over, Steve. So
just don't get lost.
I'm gravy. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So drive there, do the gig, all fine. Get in the car on the way back. Now, what I didn't realise, this is the thing I didn't realise about electric cars, is everything in the car is...
uses that electricity.
Using that electric, it's not just the wheels.
Okay.
So your heated seat, if you're putting that, not that I did, but your heated seat, your radio. You know, lights. Aircon or whatever, lights, all these things. They've got another little battery in there, but that's what's sort of taking the most thing. And there's also a switch, which I realised afterwards, that does a thing where you brake and it recharges your battery a little bit.
Oh, yeah,
every
I know
time
that.
You
I've
brake.
Seen that thing, yeah.
That sort of thing. Yeah. So it's there, mate. It's all there for you.
Magic, isn't it? Future.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm on the way back. I get to Huddersfield and I've not got enough miles left to get home.
Huddersfield doesn't seem like the sort of place that would have a lot of charging points knocking about.
Or electricity, if we're honest. So I go and sit in a Morrison's car park and I charge my car and my phone, because my phone was dying at this point as well.
Oh, did you have your phone plugged into the car when you were driving over? That's taking more juice away.
Yes, I did, Steve. Yes, I did. Anyway, I get another 20 miles on it and I managed to get a mile from my house before dead.
What, did it just go boom and all the lights go off and it just stops?
Yeah. And it's not like... Yeah.
And you can't even get out because the doors are central locked.
No, the worst thing is, at least with petrol, you can get your jerry can and off you go to the petrol station.
You can't
go
and get an handful of electricity, can you?
I can't just go, right, I'll just charge myself. I've just put all my fingers into this socket.
Yeah.
Charge myself and then come back and charge
my car.
Bring
it back to the car.
So I'm in the process this morning of secretly bringing this car home.
So you just left it and walked home?
Well, there's nothing else I could do, really. So, but I want people to know, because there'll be a lot of like petrol heads out there going, I told you. This is not on the electric car. This is not on that technology or any of the companies making. It's 100% human error.
Yeah.
Radio. Where real music matters. So I'm here now, Steve, chatting to you, but I've also got one eye on out the window because I'm waiting for the AA man to drop this electric car back.
Right,
off.
So he's going to pick it up where it is a mile from your house.
Yeah. I mean, I rang them last night, Volkswagen Assist or whatever, because, you know, when you get a newer car or whatever, you're still covered for a little bit.
Yeah.
And so I booked it in this morning. 7:30, but I got back last night and I didn't, like, because everyone was asleep, so I just didn't tell my wife. I've not told my wife that this happened.
Are you thinking you can get away with this if they bring it back
up
in time?
Up to now, I'm 100% getting away with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, A, she doesn't listen to this show, so she'll never know what we're chatting about.
No idea.
Not a clue. I got up early this morning. I ducked out. I met the AA man at sort of 7:15.
Clandestine meeting.
Yeah, he got the car on the back of his lorry. And then, amazingly, timed it. So all the kids have gone to school. The house is empty. My wife's gone to work. And I'm literally looking out the window now and I can see him. He's just pulled up. Oh. I am going to get away with this clean, mate.
Oh, look at you, electricity clean. Crime. Yes.
Yeah. Now, as long as you listeners, right, as long as none of you are grass...
Yeah.
Okay, because I know my wife doesn't listen to this show.
A few of them are grasses. I've got a clue. I've got an idea that a few of them are grasses.
Right. Nobody tells her, okay? She doesn't need to know.
Oh, hang on, Lucy's ringing me.
Shut up, Steve. You're the biggest grass. You'll be the first one to tell her.
Bulbul's in a sock.
You cave under pressure as well. I know you.
Yeah. I'm not lying to people. You know, I'm an honest man.
No, I know. But you,
I'm an honesty guy.
You're an honest guy. You're an honest guy. The thing is with you is she wouldn't even need to pressure you. She'd just literally go, "Hi, Steve, how's everything at home with Tammy?" Go, do you know Jason?
I broke down a mile away from the house.
Oh, I think he's... Hold on. I think... is this him?
You can pretend you don't know him when he knocks on. Hello?
It's Chris from the AA again. Are you okay?
Oh, yes. Yes. Are you here?
I believe so. Is it the one with all the construction going on?
It is with
see
all...
your vehicle.
Yes, that's me, yeah. All right, I'll pop out now.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's a bit of a steep driveway.
It is a bit of a steep driveway, isn't it? How are your forearms?
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
All right. See you in a sec. Right, I've got to go and push this car up a steep driveway.
All right, good luck.
All right, see you in a minute.
Music matters.
I'm watching this AA man trying to reverse a lorry up.
The end of the perfect crime.
Yeah, I know. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, because when he gets that in place, that's the end of it, isn't it? You can start, your heart can stop sort of palpitating too much.
Yeah.
Done, isn't it?
And also the two builders that are here, they're not grasses.
They're not grasses, no. Builders,
no, they're
grasses.
Good lads. They're good lads.
That's good.
So I think you're going to get away with this.
Absolutely. Oops, another text from Lucy.
I mean, that's how confident that I am that my own wife doesn't listen to my radio show.
Yeah. They don't do a thing, the AA, like text everybody who's on the, you know, policy and go, your car has been arrived safely. Your car is broken. Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the future, isn't it? It's electric car, isn't it? You never know. They might send an email or something.
Nah, I think we're fine.
From the car.
We're fine.
I'm back.
It's one of those annoying, I don't know if you know this about electric cars, but there's no like handbrake or anything, so it's really hard. You can't just get out and push it. Yeah, it's really annoying. But he just went, "How was your gig in Leeds?" Just a little bit. So he obviously saw that I was talking about it on social.
He listens.
He listens. But I said, you know what? You know more about my goings on than me, my own wife.
Yeah.
I think I've absolutely got away with it.
You got away with it. You should go out and it's just little, give it a little buff and go. Yeah. Even bought it back like pristine condition.
Just what'd be great is just as he pulls off and leaves the street, my wife comes round the other side and pulls
and
in.
You're and you're polishing the car. I'm just polishing. Hiya, love. Just giving the car a clean. Oh, I love this car. Oh, man alive. Electric guy.
The maddest thing about it is, this morning, she walked down the driveway to get a cab to the station and walked past where the car should be.
Well, maybe it's just hit her now. She's on the train. She's gone, I'm gone.
It was really early. But she literally would have come out the house. The car is supposed to be there, plugged in.
Yeah, not there.
Not there. Like, not even noticed. And they say men can't see things and don't look for things properly.
Yeah. Well, that's... Well, there you go.
All right, so there we go, we got away with it. Right,
back in, I think this perfect crime.
Absolutely the perfect crime. Mwah-ah-ah-ah.
Jason Manford. Absolute Radio. Where real music matters.
Update on the electric car, Steve.
Yeah.
Dan the Tyler's just turned up.
Oh, is
he's a grass.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's a massive grass.
All right, what's going on here then?
Yeah, shut up, Dan.
Dan, you ain't seen nothing, right? Just get back to the tiling, grout that thing, and shut your mouth.
He's talking to the AA guy.
Oh, no.
Oh, broke Dan.
Broke down a mile away from his house, did he?
Right. That's exactly what's going on. I can see the conversation. He's a grat. I know he is. He's always chatting to Lucy.
Has he got...
Him and her are always having a good chat and a good laugh about things.
Have a little chat about, like, Tyler.
Why is a Tyler talking to an AA man?
None of your business, Tyler. Sit down. Mix up some ground and shut up.
What have you two even got in common?
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Oh, he stood laughing at the back of the car thing.
Oh, no. He's making more time for Lucy to come home. Now it could come back. They're all laughing at you.
Oh, Dan!
Just open the window and shout, Dan, get in now! Go on.
I've not got a window I can open.
Oh, no. Just smash a window. It's worth it.
Let me see if I can... Hold on one sec, wait there.
Oh, the perfect crime's going wrong.
Dan! You all right?
I know you're having a chat. Don't worry about the chat. I know. I've got away with this without Lucy knowing about it. I know you're a grass. I know what it's worth.
He's going to have to bribe Tyler. Right.
He said, what's it worth?
I know. But do you want me to whack him? That's what I'm saying. This is how things spiral out of control. Wow. I think we need to take him out of the game and then bury him under his own tiles. A perfect crime times two. Yeah?
I don't know. I feel like this is escalating.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? This is what happens. If you're just complaining in the first place.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm so close.
Right, just get him like some, I don't know, get him a Lucozade or something.
I know, but the worst thing is, Steve, he's come to fix the shower and he texted me yesterday and said, don't use your shower in the morning because I need it not to be wet when I get in there. And I already used the shower this morning, I forgot.
So you've annoyed him as well now.
Oh, it's all going wrong!
It's like Breaking Bad, this, I can't keep up.
From the darkest recesses of the minds of Jason Manford's listeners, queries from the edge.
Not a clue about that jingle.
Not a clue.
It doesn't mean what we're about to do.
What he says doesn't relate to what we're doing. It's got my name in it, but it's unrelated.
It's not from the edge either. The to the edge.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
I just think that's the sort of thing that's going to lose us this area.
It's little things like that, isn't it?
It's the little
that
things
that end up costing you in the end.
I think we need to sort it out. Anyway, yeah. Look. Okay, anyway. Basically, what it is even though the jingle doesn't tell you what it is, it's emails from you about random things. Absolutely, whatever.
Not from
you
me.
Not from you, Steve. Yeah. From you, people listening.
Yeah. Just because it's got queries from the edge in it.
Queries from the edge.
It's like I've sent in the queries. I mean, this is the problem. We spend 10 minutes explaining what this is because of the jingle.
The jingle starts making it faster so we can just get straight into it.
So we can just
it.
Go straight into the... Oh, we're on this feature now. But we just spend all our time explaining what the feature is.
Apologising for the jingle.
Yeah. Right, so the feature is what?
So, you can email me, jason@absoluteradio.co.uk. We have questions from all over the place. We've got science questions. We've got hypothetical questions. We've just got people asking random things that they want to know. Yeah. Nina has said, question for Steve.
Oh.
And she puts at the beginning, because I feel like he could be the saviour of our world one day.
Mm, well, it's not the daftest thing I've heard.
It's quite literally the daftest thing I've heard.
Is it really?
What was he going to say? It was in his camper van. Yeah, there's an alien invasion, Nina says. And you are chosen to lead a team of five to save the world. Who would you pick? What skills would they need to have?
Ooh, it's a bit on the spot, you know. I need to think five people.
Five people.
So it's sort of for fighting and defeating, you know, mentally. We'll find out their weaknesses.
You've got to think of like Elon Musk maybe or something like that.
He'll know about technology or something. Yeah. I'd have had Bill Gates, but he's putting them chips in us, isn't he? So I don't trust him anymore.
Yeah, I don't know if he's probably the reason that
Whereas
aliens
Elon
are
Musk is really trustworthy.
Yeah, Elon Musk got that trustworthy stuff.
Let's make it very British. I'm going to have Clive Sinclair as that guy. I'm going to have Sir Clive Sinclair as the brains. It will work it all out.
Okay.
Then I think we need a bit of brawn, but a little bit of somebody who can talk to them. So let's say Ross Kemp.
Yeah, Ross Kemp on Alien Gangs.
He's
I don't know why he's a Geordie. Why is he a Geordie?
I don't know.
Ross Kemp on Gangs.
Yeah, so Ross Kemp, Ross Kemp on Martians, yeah. So he's Ross Kemp on, well, I'm presuming they're from Mars.
Yeah, probably.
Because we're going there quite a lot now. And if you lived on Mars, if you were a Martian, you'd be like, oh, God, another satellite just landed. What? Yeah, a little rover. She's gone right over there scaring the dog.
So you've got an actor.
Well, no, but he's also like, he knows a bit about the military, don't he?
Yeah, fair enough. And you've got 80-year-old inventor Clive.
Who created a computer, then had a second idea that was awful and lost all his money.
Yeah, and a folding bike.
Yeah, but you know, in the
fine. So we've gone Clive Sinclair. Who else are you going to get?
What else do I need to defeat the aliens? It's difficult, isn't it? Trying to work out. Boffin. I've got a boffin.
You've got a boffin. Yeah.
Boffin. Brawn.
Would you have me? Well, would I be there?
I'm not sure you'd be any use, if I'm honest. I mean, I mean that with the greatest love in the world. What would you? What would you? Like, give the Martians a tight 10 minutes on what it's like living on a cold planet? I mean,
no,
I'm not sure. What
soothes the savage beast, Steve?
What, singing? Is that what you're going to say?
Music.
All right. Well, I get like Tom Jones because he makes their heads explode in that film Mars Attacks. I get all right. I'll have Sir Tom Jones. Tom Jones.
Okay.
He's got some stories about Elvis as well. So if when it was the quiet bit, you go, what was Elvis like? You can have a little chat.
Oh, and I tell you one thing.
You were in Vegas one day. So that's, so I've got Elvis.
The Martians are here, Tom.
It's like, hang on, sing it quick. Help yourself. I don't know which song it is. Can't remember. I don't think it was not unusual. I think it was that one. It's got to be in it. So, yeah.
Right, so Tom Jones,
yeah.
Clive Sinclair, and Ross Kemp. These are the people who are going to save the
if
planet.
If they were from, like, Mercury or somewhere like that, he could sing like the green gas of home, couldn't he? Because it's like a gassy planet.
He could
planet.
Do that, yeah.
And they're all
is this time for a pun, Tom? for puns?
He's trying to melt their hearts, isn't he? And think about their own planet and go, do you know what? We should
I don't even know why I'm here.
I'm going to change the lyrics to one of my songs and melt their hearts. How about that? When I met Elvis, not now.
There's a lot more suitable people than me.
So guys, do you know Elvis Presley? No. Oh, it's not working, lads. Ross, punch him. I need more time. The Saviour of the Earth don't get put on the spot like this. I need a bit more time to plan it.
Of course he gets put on the spot. That's literally right. What the Saviour of the Earth gets.
Okay. Right, I'm going to get rid of... How many have I got? Four or five?
Forget it. Forget
the Earth's
it.
Destroyed. The well gone, done. Mate. Bruce Martians. Willis.
Too late. Too late. Martians are already here. We're all under their spell now. That's it. Statement to your leader. We're done. Well done, Steve.
Is that it?
Well done. And well done, Nina. Pair of idiots.
Tom, tell us a story about Elvis while he's gone.
Matters. Good morning, it's Jason Manford on Absolute Radio. Steve Edge is here in his shed of dreams.
The shed of, it's a shed now, it's a summer house in the summer, it's a, roller disco.
Sunday night, tonight it'll be Thursdays. It'll be Valentine's Central.
Tonight it is the restaurant.
The Love Shed.
The Love Shed, yeah.
Why don't you call it that? Why don't you invite your wife to the Love Shed?
The Shed.
The Love Shack.
It's not a shack though. Shack sounds like it's a bit beaten up.
Yeah.
I mean, most shacks don't have Wi-Fi, do they?
I'd say so, yeah. Yeah, I'd say that's fair enough. So I thought, Steve, it was time to bring back one of our favourite topics.
Okay.
Since it is the mood for love and the mood for dating and whatnot. And it's one of my favourite topics. We've done it a couple of times over the years. If you're a podcast listener, you can find some absolute classics out there. But the topic for this week, Steve, that I put on social media is the reason you didn't go out on a second date.
Oh, yes.
It's a fave, isn't it? We love it. So this is the situation. You've met somebody, it's at work, it's in a pub, it's on Tinder, it's a blind date, whatever the situation, and you've gone out for one date, and at some point during that date, in your head, a little thing's gone off. This will not be happening again. Yeah.
Not right. Something's not right here.
And it could be really innocuous, it could be something silly or simple, or just something that you don't appreciate, I mean,
there's somebody
Watson,
who didn't like chips once or something.
That's it. I think that was my mate.
It was
when
the
I
original
think
one where somebody
yeah.
said I don't like chips.
Yeah, and he was back by 8:30. Yeah. Why are you back? She didn't like chips. All right, that was
okay.
enough.
Okay, that's it. Well, you have a system, haven't you?
Lynette Watson says the guy didn't know who The Rock was.
Oh, that's a good enough reason to not go out again.
I mean, how to not like him or not appreciate him, I can understand, if you're that sort of weirdo, but to not know who the most famous man in the world is.
He's an actor, he makes tequila, he does everything.
The guy
he's the Rock,
everything.
Man.
He dropped his...
How do you reckon she found that out? Did you reckon she said something like, can you smell what The Rock's cooking? He went, who's The Rock? What's he cooking?
Rocks don't
cook. Is that the name of the chef? What?
Yeah.
No, The Rock, the man, he's a, you know, Dwayne Johnson.
I've never heard of him.
Can I have my coat, please?
I went on his website this week. He's got a little deal with Under Armour, you know, the sort of clothing company.
Yeah.
Project Rock. And on his Twitter, his Instagram, he posted new stuff about to drop. You know, this is the new phrase that they use now. Yeah. Stuff's about to drop. So I thought, oh, I'll go on that. So I clicked on the link and I went through over to Under Armour. And I bought a few things from Under Armour when we were allowed to go to the gyms. Mm. You know, and we've been doing our little run every morning. And I was looking at some of the stuff that's his, like, range on Under Armour, the Rock's range. And I was, like, actually putting stuff in my basket.
Yeah.
And it was lovely. That really nice green hoodie. I thought, well, that's good. It's got, like, a bull thing on the front.
Looks good on
nice.
Him.
Yeah, so that's nice.
We're about the same size.
Yeah, well, that was the thing. So one of the things was this vest, right?
Now, yeah, vests, are they only work when you look like The Rock. Vests.
Yeah, and I genuinely went, oh, yeah, I quite like that. And I put it in the basket. My wife was, like, looking over my shoulder as I was booking. She was like, what are you getting there? I said, I'm going to get this hoodie and this pair of trainers.
Vests.
And this vest, I think. She went, what? Well, yeah, it's a vest. And what the thing was, it wasn't just a normal vest, right? Where, you know, like if you're wearing a vest and the underneath your armpits, it's sort of, there's a little circle and that ends there. It falls right down to the side of your body.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, to like sort of three quarters down. So if you're ripped and you've got side muscles,
you can
show your
side muscles. Yeah.
Yeah. But I've not even got front or back muscles.
No, and definitely not side muscles.
My wife was like, take that out of your basket. That is not for here.
And that's brand new. Imagine it after one wash when it's sort of got even baggier and it's sewing off the muffin top muscles, all the muscles.
It's not for Jace. Not for Jace. Diana's message. She says, I sat through a film at the cinema dying from fumes from the guy's disgusting smelly aftershave. He'd obviously marinated himself in it for at least a month. When I dropped him off, he asked if he could take me out again. I said I didn't think it was on the cards, but thanks for tonight. In return, he picked up the remainder of our pick and mix and chockies and chucked them at me and stormed off.
Oh, nah, that's not nice, is it?
Or if anything, that just cements your decision.
You were right. Yeah, you were right. Clearly.
But also, how much money's he got? Is that about 40 quid's worth of sweets, that?
Yeah, just throwing, like, cinema pick and mix.
Cinema pick and mix. All right, money bags.
Just dashing it in your face. No.
Mate, are you joking? That cost me 48 quid.
Yeah, I'd be picking that up off the floor, putting it back in the bag. Or at least keep me gob open when he threw it at me.
Dawn has messaged. She said, lovely looking, but had extra large feet and what looked like clown shoes. I mean,
no, but it's you know what I mean?
I mean, some people would say the large feet, you know, they say large feet means
big clown shoes. Yeah,
you've got large
shoes. Good in goal. Yeah,
that sort of thing. So, I mean, you know, Dawn's. She's not followed that through to find out whether.
No, I mean, I wear a size 12 shoe, and I can tell you that's not true.
Well, as I'm a size 5. Paul Archer says, we met up in our town centre. She asked if I was okay. If it was okay if she popped into Boots for something before we went for a meal. She spent ages looking around the shop, and I said I had to excuse myself to take a call. I actually needed the loo. Mm. When I returned, I thought I'd been ditched because I couldn't see her anywhere.
Oh, no.
A security guard approached me and asked me to leave the store. I asked him why, and he said because I was a shoplifter. I berated him to say I hadn't stolen a thing in my life. Then I saw my date being escorted out of the store by two police officers.
So he went on a date with her and she went and did a bit of shoplifting, got arrested.
I asked what was going on. She'd been filling a bag with various high-value items without intending to pay for them.
Oh, well, I mean,
best to find out there, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, she literally can't help herself. She's on a date and she's like, I'm just going to go and do a bit of nicking for a bit. Give me 5 minutes.
I'm just going to do a bit of robbing.
Yeah.
Oh, man, eh? That's second date. Second date, you go robbing, but...
Yeah. It's the Craig David, isn't it? Did some shoplifting on a Tuesday.
That's right, yeah. We're up in the magistrates on Wednesday. Lee
Miller. Bailed on Sunday.
Lee Miller says, years ago, went on a date with this girl. When all of a sudden she needed to sneeze with a mouthful, She tried to hold it in, but sneezed anyway with her mouth closed, and a chip came out of her nose.
Okay, this is marry that lady. This isn't. I'm not going out with this person again. That's a winner. You marry that girl.
Absolutely marry her. Marry that girl. Of course you should.
Yes, you got to.
He said she ran off with embarrassment. I never heard from her ever again.
Oh, like Cinderella, and he had the chip.
Cinderella, you've got to go around.
And he had to go around the chip, see if it would fit up people's noses, going, no, it's not yours. I'm trying to find my princess.
Just lines of women.
Yeah.
But she's offering the nostril.
What are you doing? I'm just trying to see if this chip will go up your nostril. Wow.
Wow.
Oh, I can't believe you let her go.
Mate, she was the one.
Yeah.
A chip came out of her nose.
Dreamboat.
Absolute dreamboat.
Who is the fox?
Jason Manford on Absolute Radio.
Sophie says, I was so nervous during a first date that I spent hours talking about Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I have no idea why, as I'm not even a massive fan of the show. To make it worse, he brought me home and came in for a drink and my parents were sat watching it. There was no date too, so he got rid of
it. Yeah, he just went, what is wrong with this? Obsessed with...
Do you mind if I phone one of your friends?
Yeah, have you got any?
Nicola Johnson says, I had a first date with a guy, said he bought me a present. He handed over a white plastic bag and inside was a slab of raw meat.
What? Was he a butcher?
He said he didn't know why he bought it. He just seen it in the shop and thought of me.
Oh, he's trying to be quirky.
Is he trying to be fun? I don't know what that...
Yeah, like, I don't know. She's right to just... Nah. No.
Louise Bates says, he rubbed my tummy and told me, wouldn't it be lovely to have a little baby in there one day?
On a first date?
Date one, mate.
Oh.
No,
I don't know what number date you do that on. I think it's when you're married to somebody.
I would never say it. I would never rub anyone's tummy.
Wouldn't it be nice if there were a little baby in there? That is spooky, man. That's like the start of something on Netflix.
Yeah. Nah. I know, yeah. Little did they know.
Yeah, no.
Annabelle says, I used to work in McDonald's drive-thru and this really cute guy kept coming through every day I worked. One day, he asked me out and I was well chuffed. He seemed really sweet, not like one of those full of himself Barry boys. I don't know what those are, but fair enough. We met at a local pub. And instead of staying there, he suggested we drove into town, which I agreed to. That this is first date mistakes, by the way.
He can only eat when he's in a vehicle, it looks
maybe
like
that's
so
what
far.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Got a very complicated digestive system that means I can only eat when I'm in an automobile.
When I'm moving.
Yeah.
He was driving awfully fast and I tried explaining the roads could be dangerous. Mm. He started boasting he'd done an advanced driving course. I mean, I've done one of them, but it didn't make me any better at driving. It just took me
I've done an advanced driving course. Calm down, sweet cheeks. Oh, no.
I know these roads like the back of my hand. It sounds like Alan Partridge.
Yeah.
Almost the entire journey
I
was...
I bet he looked at the back of his hand and went, ooh, and did that joke when he said that.
Yeah. Oh, a mole. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Almost the entire journey was him boasting how he could handle a car like a professional racing driver until he turned a corner and we ended up upside down in a ditch.
Oh.
I stood in silence in the rain for 2.5 hours waiting for the AA to turn up. That was the date. The AA driver drove me home. I never saw him again.
Oh, I thought she was going to fall in love with the AA driver. That would have been nice.
That would have been nice, wouldn't it? But what I would say there, ladies, is maybe don't pick people up
at the drive-thru.
McDonald's drive-through.
And also, if anyone says, I've done an advanced driving course, that's the end of the day.
Totally. Lindsay Atkinson said, we were having a random conversation about marriage vows. And he said, the only bit in the marriage vow that I really don't like is I think it's a bit out of order that you would leave someone if they become deaf. And she said, what? What are you on about?
Oh, no.
Yeah, he thought it was till death us do part. Oh, mate, that's worse than Pacific, isn't it?
Deaf. I mean, some people would say it like that, wouldn't they? Some parts of the country.
Oh, dear. Yeah, maybe, but you shouldn't think it. You should still think it's death.
No, but that's not mishearing something. That's just thick, isn't
it? That's thick, isn't it? I know.
That's common or garden, actual,
I know.
Normal.
I tell you what, if you want to see thick, Steve, go on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, yeah.
I went there the other day. I'm looking for a couple of things to upcycle.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Office. It's great.
I've sold a few things on there, but I always get my wife to do it because I don't want to go. Why is
I might do
that?
The same. I know.
Yeah, you don't want...
I can't tell you how many Chester drawers I've seen, like Chester, like the city.
Yeah.
Chester drawers. There's a lot of people.
When you're trying to find anything on any of those sites, like eBay, my son, he loves trains. If you type in Horby instead of Hornby, quite a few come up.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Obviously, they're not being bid on because no one's searching for a Horby train.
Yeah, of course. Yes, you actually get it.
Little thing. Or just spell Phil Collins wrong if you like Phil Collins.
Yeah, one L. Cassie said, I've had some particularly iffy dates over the years. I was a serial dater for 6 years. Mm. But the one date that made me leave via a fire exit in the ladies' loo before the main course arrived.
A fire exit in the ladies' loo? Or is that just another name for the window?
His opening gambit was... I don't generally like people. I mean,
I agree with the statement, but you don't open
don't
with
say
it.
On a first
you don't
day.
Say it out loud, mate.
Not good. Not good.
I don't generally like people. I mean, I don't generally like people. Yep. do you want a drink? I mean, I don't like you, generally.
Kirsty says, I bought a white chocolate Magnum and was so looking forward to it until he walked over and asked for a bit.
On the first date?
On the first date?
No, you don't know where... No, you can't do that. You can't do that. No.
I mean, if my wife did it, I'd be livid.
We've
had children.
I mean, kids can get away with it. I don't think grown adults can get away with stealing your dessert.
Absolutely. Slobbering all over the end of your lolly.
Yeah, you can't deny a child, but an adult. Come on.
No.
Get
in the bin. Get in the bin and take your Magnum with you.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Liv Johnson turned up with a bottle of champagne in a Moët box.
Oh,
that's pretty good. Asked me to open the box to find out it was a very cheap bottle and wanted the box back for another use. Wow.
I mean,
it'd be good as a gag.
Yeah.
If you had a bit of sense of humour, but if you genuinely are doing that.
I need the box back because, if you're doing it as a joke, it works, doesn't it? But, then the what's inside needs to be, Vimto or something, doesn't it? Rather than the champagne you're trying to pass off, isn't it? It's got to be the opposite. Not just a cheap champagne. It's probably Prosecco or Carver as well.
Yeah. Donna Fitch said, he said he could imagine how happy I would be unwrapping a Christmas gift from him and couldn't wait to spend it with me. Then maybe by the second Christmas, we'd have a baby to spoil on our first date in February.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.
It's a lot of guys.
At least it was February rather than the end of November.
Yeah, that's true. Joe Taylor says, met a bloke who turned up with an egg and cress sandwich, half a bottle of open wine and a coat hanger to hang his own jacket on. That's just weird.
He's got like a system that he does on dates, but it's clearly not working.
No, it is not.
It just sounds like Les Patterson's turned up.
What is going on with people? Jules has said on Instagram, this fella said, come on, let's go for a walk. And we went to the local church hall so he could attend his blood donor session.
That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, a bit weird on a first date, though.
Yeah, maybe if he'd have said, look, sorry, I've organised it. Yeah, it looks like he's just trying to show a virtue signal. I'm just giving some blood, yeah? And then for the rest of the day, he's just got to lie down and drink loads of liquids. It's not much of a day, is it?
Yeah. Claire has messaged in, Steve. We're talking reasons for not having a second date.
Mm-hmm.
She said it starts boring and then escalates suddenly, this story.
Oh, I thought that was the date.
Yeah. Blind date years ago. Went because a friend I never saw was there, so I grabbed chance to see her. Mm. Not my type at all and didn't rearrange. Flowers turned up the next day. Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the kicker.
Yeah.
Flowers rapidly followed by a call from the police asking about them as he'd stolen money from his own nan to buy them.
Oh,
that's not good, is it?
Weird, isn't it? That's not good.
Shouldn't be stealing. Don't be stealing from your nan. Come on.
No, but he really loved that girl. What if he really loved that girl? He knew it was wrong to steal from his nan, but he just wants to see her again. He loved her.
Well, yeah, there is that. There is that. Yeah. I had an odd moment with my nan recently where we're sort of dealing with like a money thing with her old house, selling her old house and putting this money in this account. And I basically had to get to get her to put some money from her account into my account.
Yeah.
But she's not got online banking. I think she's got phone banking, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
And they were like, oh, she'll have to come into a branch. I'm like, she's 97 and there's a pandemic on, mate. Can you sort this out? Over the phone, and she can't hear anything. She doesn't really know what's going on as well. Like, I mean, she does. She's with it, but she, you know, when I'm discussing this money thing, she's like, "I don't really understand." But you know,
yeah.
But there was definitely a point on the phone where the guy thought I was basically trying to rip off a 97-year-old woman for 25 grand.
She can't talk. She's deaf. She doesn't matter. Just do it all through me. Yeah,
just like do that. It. I'll do it. Oh, God, this feels really dodge. Alice McKay says, had a date with an electrician. He drew the electrical plans of the building he was working in on a napkin.
Oh, wow. There was literally no spark there between those two.
Yep, nice. Vanessa says, I didn't like the pants he was wearing.
Oh. She means trousers.
I hope so.
I was going to say, I mean,
by that point,
to get to that point and then go, weird.
yeah, that would be.
Well, that's a bit harsh. Well, he walked in with funny trousers and she went, nah.
Yeah.
I mean, let him have it. Let
him
to
be fair,
top.
She's also said, he asked me what my favourite thing was and I told him pickled onion monster munch. Mm. The next day at work, a box of 24 packets was delivered and that was the end of that.
That sounds all right. That's what's wrong with this guy?
That's the sort of thing I would do.
That sounds all right. What's wrong with that? I mean, I'd marry both of these. People who buy me monster munch, people who like the monster munch.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know what's gone wrong here. This is a travesty.
I sent somebody a chocolate fountain once just because they said they... Not for a date thing, but just because in conversation, they said they'd always wanted one.
Like a fondue thing.
And I just thought it was a funny thing to do, just to send them one. Huh? And it didn't get that response. It got a very nice message to say that was very funny.
You didn't have weird trousers on though, did you?
That's the problem, you see. If you've already... He's already set himself a, you know...
I don't know what weird trousers are, though.
Could be anything, mate. Could be maybe they've got ass through the back.
She should have said that, though. I mean, if it was really outlandish, like, you know.
Tough one. We'll be rattling through.
Hard to please.
I think so, too, as well. Sat there with a monster munch in her house by herself.
Who's he? Lord Muck, munching on a monster munch, thinking she's better than everybody else. With breast stick and a pickled onion.
It feels like a very long time since I went on any dates, never mind a second one.
Yeah, yeah.
Feels like, well, for everybody, I suppose. I don't know how single people are managing to date during lockdown.
You can't Zoom a date, can you?
Not really, not really. Although you could, at least you can mute them or something.
Yeah, but you'd have to sort of go, let me see your pants. Are they weird?
Yeah. Yeah, and you'd probably be in your pyjama bottoms anyway.
Yeah. Well, there'd be a lot of snap judgments because you'd see how they frame the shot, what pictures are behind them, what books they read, and you'd be like, oh, God, I'm out straight away.
Yeah,
Mein Kampf, why has he got that? You know what I mean?
Reasons they didn't go on a second date.
Yeah, just saw his bookshelf behind him on Zoom.
Liz Brown says, we went to a bar for a nightcap after our meal. Well, that sounds like it's going well.
Yeah.
He proceeded to take my shoes off and asked to rub my feet with a little tube of foot cream that he had in his pocket.
Oh, that's a bit weird. He's bought a little tube of foot cream with him.
I mean, that it is weird, and obviously he's got a foot thing.
But he's nice.
But say, Steve,
is it what?
If I was on a date with a fella...
Yeah.
And I got to the end of the date.
And he said, I want to massage your feet.
And he said, do you mind if I give your feet a rub?
Knock yourself out, pal.
Do I need to go and get some cream? And he went, I've actually got cream in my pocket. I said, mate, you're a keeper, mate, you son.
You marry
you
me.
You are an absolute keeper.
Now.
do the right one.
Yeah.
Oh, what a treat that would be.
You got any pickled onion monster munch at me while you're just doing that to my feet?
Alex says, first date, he kept doing Scooby-Doo impressions. Whoa. What's wrong with that?
What? They didn't have a big sandwich, did they?
Maybe
a
that's right.
It, it was a cream tea and he ate it, plates and all, just tipped his head back and lowered it in.
She said it made me laugh at first, but after a while it kind of seemed like there were three of us on that date.
Yeah.
Me, him, and Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, and wherever Scooby is, Shaggy's not far behind,
yeah,
is he?
Yeah, exactly. So. I swerved him after that, but after a couple of weeks, I started to feel bad, thinking maybe he was just very nervous or something and it was overthinking his constant impressions. I answered his call and we started chatting and having a laugh. Then he went quiet and said, we've missed you. I just chuckled and stupidly asked, who is we? And he said,
"Who's the way?
Me and Scooby." I hung up and bought a new SIM card.
Yeah, that's a fair, it's a burner phone there. Just snap that phone in half and just start gone. Again.
Oh,
yeah.
He would have got away with it as well if it wasn't for your pesky kids.
Pesky kids, yeah.
Where real music matters. Steve, I'm just going to rattle through some of the shorter ones here. Okay.
Right.
Marie, he ate someone else's popcorn after they left it behind in the cinema.
Oh.
Correct decision?
It is, but I did something similar when I first met my wife, so that's...
What? I'm sorry, what?
Well, basically, I met... We'd been together like 2 months or something. We went for a pub lunch on a Sunday. We got there... I think I got there just before her, and somebody had just, you know, like they're really busy on a Sunday. Somebody had just left the table, so there was a paper there, and we ordered some food, and it's going to be about 2 hours because it was really busy. I sat down, and somebody had left a paper and a bag of pork scratchings that were unopened.
Were they unopened?
Well, they might have been slightly ajar, but they looked pretty full. And okay. I just had one. I went, "I'm starving." And she sort of looked at me, and it could have been a moment where she went, "No, this is a man who eats other people's leftover pork scratchings." But they were Black Country authentic ones. So, you know.
Fair enough. Lee Newman says he went on a date with someone who brought all three of her kids and her sister.
Weird.
Yeah, that's odd. Louise Bolland met for dinner with this fella. He ordered omelette and chips. Never went on a second date.
They might have.
Seems harsh. Claire went on a second date with a guy who was a colleague of my sister. We went walking, and whenever he heard a train in the distance, he actually stopped and shouted, "Train!"
I do that, though.
At the top of his voice.
He might have young children.
His mobile phone had a train whistle text alert, and his ringtone was a steam train noise.
He likes trains.
He's
basically my son grown up. But even when I'm not with my son and I see a train, I go, "Train!" in that voice.
Do it all the time.
Yeah.
I did it with a 95-year-old woman in the back of the car the other day. Rainbow!
Yeah. You didn't point at it, did you?
I did. I pointed at it as well.
Don't point at rainbows, man.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Look in it, remember?
Sorry. Oh, yeah. Well, I hope her vaccine went all right. Jackie Bardsley says, he took me to a very fancy restaurant for our first date. Just after pudding, he went to the gents and never came back. His car was gone, left me with the bill, and I had to call for a taxi.
Oh, that's mean.
That's out of order, isn't it? That's well out of order.
Yeah, that's not right. That's not
just right. Just be a man and just say, "Look, it's not working out this. I'm not going to bother with a pudding."
Did she... I'd like to think she heard the fire escape door go and the car engine start and the wheels spin. I'm just going to go little boy's room freshen up. Madame de Ville. What? Oh, that would be brilliant.
I've got to say, it does fall into two different camps, doesn't it, with these stories?
Yeah, yeah. Like first judgment, first sight, like something they're wearing, something they're looking. And, yeah. You know, and then second, it's just
when they do
something
wrong.
Weird. Or yeah, said something done something weird. Yeah.
But do you not think, like, I mean, if you listen back to this show and listen to the names being said, right, it's often females.
Hmm.
Who are going, "I'm not going on a second date with this guy because he did this thing," right?
Yeah. Men are a bit less picky, aren't they?
Don't you think? I mean? Men are a bit like, meh.
Yeah. She came in, she had a chainsaw severed head, and I thought, nice eyes. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
We went on a second date. She said she just murdered a load of people. I just thought, you have got a wicked smile. There was something about her smile that I just, you know, it's that, isn't it? Yeah.
Maybe it's just blokes just thinking, it took me so long just to get this date.
Yeah. These are the only trousers I have. I know they've got pictures of my cats on, but I can't help it. I live with my mum.
Well, it's Caroline. He told me he collected McDonald's toys, which he bought from a car boot sale. Yeah. I mean, a bloke would not let him put that. He'd go, "Okay, let's go to McDonald's and get you one now."
Yeah. Right, we'll go and buy you one now, yeah.
Katrina Lawrence, I asked for a lager and lime, and he just got the lager because lime was 12p. Yeah, that's if he's tight, then bin him off, absolutely.
Yeah.
Caroline says, my date turned up on a pedal bike to meet me. I'd already bought myself a drink as I'd arrived first, so he bought his own. He then offered to get me a drink and opened his jacket to reveal cans of Stella that he'd brought with him. They were displayed like dodgy watches. Thrifty, isn't he? Thrifty.
But I like the idea that displayed like dodgy watches. They must have been like in a little row. You must have had something stitched in. So they get like bullets.
Amanda says, he picked his ex-girlfriend up after work halfway through the date and asked me to sit in the back seat because she'd been working all day. Yeah, weird. I mean, some blokes deserve your score.
Yeah, that's not, yeah.
Rachel says...
That's just weird.
Yeah. Rachel says he wouldn't stay to eat in the pub we were in because they sold macaroni cheese. He said pubs shouldn't do macaroni cheese.
Really angry about that.
Really? That's obviously something's gone on in his life there.
Pubs shouldn't do macaroni cheese.
What an odd thing to get annoyed about. Barb Wall says, got stood up on the first date, but after a lot of pestering, I agreed for a second one. He told me the reason he stood me up was because his mum had cooked him dinner and made him sit and watch TV afterwards with her. Yeah, gone.
Yeah,
gone. I mean, you can't upset your mum, but at the same time, your mum's got to know that.
But he's also blaming his mum, so he's sort of...
Unless you're on date with a 13-year-old.
Yeah, exactly.
Then that's fair enough. I've got to be back by nine as well.
My mum's cooking me tea. She went mad last week because I've got to clean my room, actually. That's fine. You can get away with that when you're 13, but you can't when you're...
Not 30.
No.
Oh, here we go. Here's a fella. Let's see what he's like if he's out.
Let's have a look what happened to him.
I was on a first date with a lass I met on a dating site. We met up midweek for drinks in town. Things going well. Shortly after, while getting a drink at the bar, she starts scrapping with another girl. Police get called. They come in and arrest her. Didn't see her again after that. I still don't know what the argument was about.
Oh, well, that's fair enough. I thought he was going to say, went on a date with a lass. I do an amazing Scooby-Doo impression. She was not impressed. It would be great if it was one of the other side of the story. She kept asking me to do it, and I was like, come on, calm down, love. This is going to get boring. And then she said it was boring. And I was like, well, I said that. You know what I mean? Maybe the other side of the story would be nice, wouldn't it?